in a moment. More on these intrusions. First, to Reason.com editor-in-chief Nick Gillespie on why so many of these intrusions. It is now just over the top, Nick. What do you make of this latest development?
Yeah, I think it's outrageous. Unfortunately, it's also kind of expected. The idea that somehow it would only be the NSA or the official war on terror machinery involved in spying on people is kind of hard to stomach. One of the things that we know about law enforcement, besides the fact that most cops and most prosecutors are good people and they follow the law, we know that it is always subject, the police power of the state is always subject to abuse. History tells us that. And we need to make sure that we don't allow police at any level, including the international level, to just go on fishing expeditions against people who have no reason to suspect that they're being looked at for any kind of criminal behavior. That's why we have courts, that's why we have warrants, and that's why we have civil liberties.
You know, what is a common pattern, whether it's at a local level, a medium level, a regional level, a national level, is how often and almost consistently companies just agree, here, you want it, you got it.
Well, I can understand that. Again, I'm not condoning it, but you can understand it because
it's intimidating.
Well, and if you're Yahoo and you know that you're going to be doing some kind of merger activity down the line, or you're going to be looking to build out a plant facility somewhere, you're like, hey, I'm going to go along to get along. That's part of the problem, and that's also one of the reasons why law enforcement is always so quick to try and shroud these things in secrecy.
Yeah.
They'll say, oh, if we let everybody know, then the data won't be that useful. But in fact, the reason they're doing it is because when this stuff comes to light, people are outraged. We have a right, it's guaranteed in the Constitution, in the Bill of Rights, to be secure in our personal effects and in our houses. And we have presumptions of privacy that are absolutely ironclad, and we need to be respecting that. And I think what we're seeing here now in the wake of the NSA news coming out, as well as the expose of the IRS and other types of agencies that are snooping and using politically motivated tactics against regular citizens. People are outraged, and we're not going to take it sitting down. A couple of years ago, it was the Tea Party that got in Congressman's grill when they were refusing to actually talk about what was important
to
everyday people. We're seeing the same thing now on the privacy issue, and I think it's a good thing. It's long overdue.
Nick, thank you very much. All right, now to the man at the